Hello, this is the Archives Committee meeting, and this is Sepide Khosroja, the chair of the meeting, and I would like to nominate, if there is no objection, Sherna as the chair pro tem for this meeting. Is there any objection?
Nope.
Sherna, is this okay with you?
Okay, I thought I would start at 7, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be a tough chair, though. Good.
Okay, maybe you teach me a lesson to be tough.
I'm sorry, you find me to be an easy committee member.
We don't have a list. You don't have a list to take roll call, Sepide?
Well, actually, I do not have the list. That's
Can everyone identify station by station who's on?
Okay.
Okay, start with KPFA.
Sepide Khosroja.
Anyone else?
Bonnie Simmons.
Bonnie Simmons. WBAI.
Carolyn Burden.
Anyone else?
I think that's all we have.
Okay. WPFW, no one. KPFT, I'm going clockwise around the country.
Here.
KPFT?
Here.
Say your name for the...
Oh, I apologize. Melinda Eiley-Doan.
Okay, Melinda. Anyone else? KPFK is myself, Sherna Gluck, and Lamont might be coming on the line in a little bit. I would like us, as I said in my own email, I know Sepide has to leave at 7, and I think we want to end the meeting at 7:30. I'd like us to assign times, and I would also like to suggest that we have two priority items, and they go up at the top of the agenda, the budget for 2006 in the PNB meeting in Berkeley. There are several items under the PNB meeting, I believe. Is there agreement that we could prioritize those as the top two items?
Yes.
This is Brian. That's fine with me.
That's fine with me. This is Sepide.
Works for me.
Okay. Any problems?
No problem.
Okay. And then, so we have approval of the agenda. Are there any other agenda items to add?
This is Brian. I think I'd like to add the Executive Director Search Committee.
Okay. That should be towards the top, no, Brian?
It's certainly in the top three.
Okay.
Can you repeat the agenda, Sherna?
Yeah. So maybe start with the...
Who came online?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Lamont Yakey calling in from L.A.
Great.
Okay.
Lamont. Welcome.
Hi, Lamont.
Hi.
It's Sherna.
Hi, Sherna.
Okay, so we're now going over the agenda. How about if we put the ED search at the top, the budget after, or vice versa, Brian?
I think maybe the ED search, we can probably get that out of the way pretty quickly.
Okay.
I wanted to inform you of what's going on. And then
comes the agenda.
The budget.
Then comes the budget, and then comes the PNB meeting. I would like to suggest that can we do the ED search in like 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. The budget, I assume, is a little bit longer. We don't have anything in hand, right?
Do we have any minutes, Sherna?
But no, Tuesday wasn't able to forward it to us.
Let me just first get through the assigned times to the top three items so we see what we could do with the rest, okay?
Yeah, with the budget, I'm just going to talk, give you an overview of what I'm proposing. Lonnie and Dan and I still haven't finalized everything. We're through some talks about what we want to try to do and where we're going to get some revenue.
10 minutes?
What kind of expenses. So, yeah, 10 minutes, I think.
If I could intrude something here, could each one of you who speaks, could you just begin with, this is so-and-so, give me your name, because I don't know everybody. Newer kid on the block. Just not up a lot of time, but just...
Was Lamont.
Yeah, that was Lamont, I should say.
Thank you.
You just tamed it, and that would help me. Okay, thank you.
PNB, there are a couple of different issues. The status of the committee, the report, Addie wanted to add it, discussing the report, correct, Addie?
Yeah.
Okay. So how about 20 minutes for the PNB discussion, the two items?
Uh-oh.
Is that okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. I'm here. Lamont is here.
Okay.
20 minutes for the PNB.
What do you think? Is that Brian?
Yeah, I think that's more than enough time.
Yes.
Okay. So then we do not have minutes. Then what we basically have is three reports, right? The tour.
Right.
Uh-oh.
The donors and the fundraising and the building campaign, correct?
Right.
Can we give those 10 minutes each?
Yeah, building campaign probably be less than that. That's only
okay.
like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I think I have to call back in because my battery's going.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
So SOS tour 10 minutes, major donors and fundraising 10, building
yeah.
campaign 5.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go over this and then let's approve this agenda. We do not have minutes, correct? To approve, is that correct?
Correct. Teresa was the one who did the minutes, but she couldn't forward it to us.
Okay. So the first item is the ED search, 5 minutes. Second item is the budget for fiscal 2006, 10 minutes. The third item is PNB, 20 minutes. There are two parts to that, a discussion of the report to the PNB and a discussion of the status of the committee
okay.
and what needs to get done on that. Item number 4 is the SOS report, 10 minutes. Item number 5 is major donor fundraising, 10 minutes. Item number 6 is building campaign, 5 minutes. Can we approve? Are there any other items? Anyone have any other items? Can we?
Well,
approve?
I have none here, Lamont. So,
okay. Can we approve the agenda?
Agenda approved. I would motion that it be approved.
Okay, thank you, Lamont.
Second.
Objection.
Okay. Vote on approving. How many of us are on the call? I'm still not clear about that. 2 from KPFA, 1 from WBAI, 1 from.
Nobody from WPFW.
There are 6 of us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Call for
2 KPFK,
roll.
1 WBAI. Who are the others? 2 from KPFK?
Bonnie Simmons and Sapita.
It's okay. Kosroja.
Kosroja?
Yeah.
And Madeline. What's your last name, Madeline?
Melinda Eiley Doan from
I'm
Texas.
Sorry, Melinda.
She had to go offline, I think.
Okay. All right, so approval of the agenda, all in favor? Any opposed?
No objection.
Anyone out there?
I'm here. I have,
no objection.
There's no objection.
Is the agenda approved?
I'm just being on mute because I don't want any noises usually.
Do you think you want to go by name and just say, go down the line, and then we know how everyone's responding? That might be a useful way to do it.
If there are no objections, generally.
If there is no objection,
say,
we don't go and we don't.
Approved, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's move on. ED search. Can someone time?
Okay, I'll time it.
This
is Vermont, LA. Time it. You've
okay,
got
5 minutes.
5 minutes for that, yes.
Did Eddie get back in?
Yes.
Are you there? Oh,
yes.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
All right, so I think those of you who, I don't know what the chain of communications are and like what LSB or PNB receives information about the ED search. I just wanted to let you know that the Archives is still striving to have representation on the committee mm-hmm. when they go for the permanent ED search committee. And I believe that right now it stands that the national office, meaning the finance office and development staff and like Dan's assistant, would be the staff to vote, along with the archive staff, a non-management position person to represent both units.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the interim ED search committee, and since then, the interim ED search committee has proposed to the PNB that, this might have come from the last PNB meeting that I'm not aware that has, fulfilled its thing. A transition team was proposed rather than go to an interim ED committee or ED. So right now there's a transition team that is led by Lonnie, the CFO, with participation from the GMs and myself and probably some other levels of oversight, but that I can't be clear about because it's rather lengthy. So I believe Dan proposed that to the PNB or Will. So just so you know, the archives is, you know, still making sure that we have representation when we look at an executive director for the foundation.
Good. I'd like to put myself in the stack. Any discussion on this?
Yes, Carolyn, I'd like to say something.
Okay, why don't you go? Anyone else?
Yeah, Addie, and if Carolyn doesn't cover it.
Okay, Carolyn, Addie, and then I'll go.
Carolyn. Well, I'm against the idea of a transition team as such. I think we need to get a temporary professional manager in here as soon as possible. I certainly think Brian should be on any committee that's formed. And what I'm saying has nothing to do with Brian being on this or not, so maybe it shouldn't even be discussed in this committee, but I myself think PMB, the board really, not the board, the foundation really needs an executive director and a real live person rather than a team. I don't know how the rest of you think about that, but I do think that Brian does belong on a search committee.
Right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Carolyn. And let me just say that, you know, I've just sort of offered myself to be part of whatever is decided. And the transition team proposal came from Dan and the interim ED search committee, which the archives wasn't a part of. So I had nothing to do with the decision making of the proposal that went to them. But I'm listed as part of the team that they made the proposal to.
Okay, Addie.
Yeah, I'm just really concerned that, you know, I'm not really part of any of these processes. So I just want to be clear that, you know, as you all know, the archives' interests are kind of different than the station's interests. You know, it's just a different kind of organization. And I really feel that since the archives looks at all of them and is the most politically neutral, you know, unit, in Pacifica, that's really, really important that the archives be able to look after its own interests in this committee.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that the archives has, you know, some completely different knowledge to bring. So I'm hoping that, you know, everyone here who can participate in those decisions can be part of having the archives really have a voice.
Hello.
Thank you, Addie. It's Sherna now on the stack.
Can you just put me on the stack?
Pardon me?
We've got 2 minutes left time.
Okay. Who else will I ask to be on the stack?
Sapide.
Okay. Carolyn, I happen to not agree with you, and our RLSB is pretty strong on this.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Sherna on the issue of a transition team. This is the opportunity for the PNB to begin to assert its authority, which it has not done, over the office of the ED and the national office in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this relates to another point I wanted to make, and then I might want to introduce a notion, given what Addie had to say, and that is that I think there will be new sets of relationships and dynamics that come into play and that get defined as there's a search for a new ED and that position is defined. And we may want to, in that regard, in consultation with Brian, be talking about what would be the ideal relationship to the national office and to the PNB and to a formal committee of the PNB. So I kind of like that, to put that out there publicly, that may be a discussion that we want to be having. But picking up on Addie's point, I suggest that we adopt a motion strongly supporting Brian being on the search committee for the permanent ED.
Can I add something to your motion? That's what I wanted to, what was on the stack.
Sapita.
Yeah. This is good, but I wanted to have this motion in all the LSBs. Like, we take it to LSB and we encourage our PMB members as a motion to, you know, that they would have archives representation in the ED search committee.
Hmm.
So each LSB passes this and encourages their representative in the ED search that would politically show that we all support it.
Okay, so let me then clarify the motion. The motion is that the archive committee, a.k.a. task force, endorses seating.
He doesn't want to admit it via task force. Okay. Okay, fine.
Pardon?
I said you don't want to admit via task force. No, it's okay. Good. I was kidding.
Endorses or strongly recommends that the director of the archive, Brian DeShazer, be given a seat on the permanent search committee, on the search committee for the permanent executive director, and we recommend that each LSB support this this process. Is anyone taking notes?
I'm taking some. Lamont here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lamont.
I've got a concern. I'm not sure about the process here.
Wait,
Wait a second.
Hang on just a moment. Let me let you do this. Sharner, would you repeat the first part? The archive committee, a.k.a. task force, strongly recommends that Brian DeShazer be given a seat on
Director
that
of the
search.
Pacific Archive. Be
Pardon?
Given a seat
yeah.
on the search committee for the they're calling it regular ED, not permanent ED.
Okay. On regular ED. Got it.
And that we suggest that each LSB make similar recommendations.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second. Thank
you. Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay. Discussion. Now, Addie, was that you that wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was just, we have no one from PFW here.
Yeah.
Is that true? So
I wanted to ask one question. I wanted to ask one question.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let her finish, please.
I want to apologize.
Addie?
Yeah, I just have a concern that how are we going to inform the LSB from D.C. about our concerns?
Well, I assume that that we have someone from the WPFW on our mailing list. Is that correct, Sapita?
Excuse me?
Is that correct? Do we have someone from WPFW
we
on our mailing list?
We do have someone from WPFW.
Yeah, so I think we need, I mean, who is that?
I don't know the name, because that person has never contacted me.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that if we're going to go to the LSBs, we need to have some some human communication.
Yeah, the LSB, four of us are here, and
yeah.
I don't think the two of us from KPFA have any objection to this. But the WPFW would need some work to do, and we can contact them, and
yeah.
we can ask them to do it.
Well, if he would take that obligation on, that would be, you know.
Well, it's not an obligation. It's a recommendation.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a recommendation.
Yes.
And it's okay if four station passed the motion and one, you know, we will give it to them. We will inform them.
Okay.
Through our PMB members.
Yeah.
I will give this
okay.
motion to Fadi to take it. To the PFW or to
Lamont. Can we just deal with substance? Melinda?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to ask one quick question because my first thought is we're going to have a meeting this week. In fact, night after tonight, Wednesday, we're going to have our meeting. The first question I'm pretty sure somebody's going to ask from our LSB, KPFT, is how does this apply to the locals?
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I can see that would possibly come out.
Well, as I can respond, I think it's an issue that we are suggesting that the local station boards endorse the idea, and that means they then are instructing their, if it passes at the local level,
uh-huh.
it basically is instructing their PMB directors then to vote that way.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I would interpret a motion like
that. Okay, cool. I just want to know how to support it because it seems like a good idea.
Is there any other discussion? I think we're...
Yeah, this is Carolyn. May I get on the stand?
Yeah.
We're over time by 5 minutes now.
Okay. Do we want to extend for another five?
Well, we may have to. I'll move that we extend for 5 more minutes.
Thank you. Okay, who's on the stack? Carolyn, who else? Okay, we may not need five.
Okay, I promise not to take up 5 minutes. what I would like to move is to amend this to give Ryan a seat on the search committee for a permanent ED, and if there is one, for an interim ED. to cover our bases in case we do.
There won't be one. I think the decision has already been made to go with the transition team.
By whom?
By the coordinating council, and I believe is my understanding.
Well, then the point would be moot, but that hasn't been announced, so I would feel a lot better if
okay.
we had that.
Okay, let's throw in moot points. It's good.
thank you.
Okay, do
just
we
just remind them of their mistake in the first place? It's a good.
So let's vote on the amendment.
Is there a second to that, perhaps?
Which is simply adding, or if there is a search committee for an interim director, correct? Can we just say on any search committees charged with hiring? Well, I guess it's complicated. Let's just vote on,
yeah,
on the amendment.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the amendment?
No.
No, but if you could concisely and precisely state that amendment for me, Lamont, the keeper of the record.
All right, let me try. That Brian
minutes.
Be given a seat on the search committee for a permanent ED, which we already have, and any search committee formed for an interim ED.
Can we just say the archives director that rather than me by name, or if I'm by name, just parenthetically? For all future archives directors, power to the archives director.
Right. Power to the archives director.
Okay.
What
right.
do you mean, Brian? You want
to
leave?
Focus.
No, don't
go off at 7
that.
O'clock. Lamont, do you have the wording?
Okay, what I have are two things. So first, the motion is archive committee, a.k.a. task force, strongly recommends that Brian DeSasia be given a seat on the search committee and on the regular ED. And that was seconded, and suggest that each LSB review and comment on this matter. And then the this amendment is that Brian be on the search committees, be given for both the permanent search committee and interim search committee for a future archives director. Is that safe to say?
Could we simplify it and add and if there's a search committee for an interim, and also instead of naming him, say director.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are we ready to vote?
Sorry, Lamont, could you just read it back one more time?
Okay. Hang on just a minute. I'm busy writing here. Okay. What I have here. Shana's motion was, number one, the archive committee strongly recommends that Brian DeSasia, are we going to keep his name?
Brian DeSasia, just say archives director.
Archives director. Okay, strike that. Archives director. Archives director. Be given a seat on the search committee on the regular ED. Yes, that's what I have.
Permanent ED?
They're calling it regular.
They call it regular ED.
Oh.
And not the book. Okay.
That's
and then secondly, each LSB review and comment on this matter.
Comment or and we further suggest that each
okay.
Actually, I thought that we are taking the same motion to LSBs to vote on that to encourage the PMB members.
Okay.
Right.
To
I don't know how to say
and encourage. What wording do you want to do? To review and encourage that they vote?
And forward the motion to each LSB for their consideration as well.
For their consideration. Okay. As well.
Lamont, this is Carolyn. Is that
committees
in the plural? I didn't hear that.
Repeat your question, Carolyn.
I'm not sure how you worked in the amendment. On the search committees? For a permanent ED?
Well, I have... No, it was singular. It was the archives committee.
On the search for the search committee for a permanent ED.
Is it permanent or regular?
Regular
ED.
It's regular. No one is permanent.
Hold on. Let me walk you through this one word by one word, and then we can pick up how you want it worded, from being with Sherna and the rest and Carolyn. I have here the motion is that the Archives Committee, or the Archive Committee, or Archive should be plural, Archives Committee, strongly recommends that the Archive Director be given a seat on both the Search Committee and on the regular ED.
And on the search committees for both the regular ED and an interim ED.
Regular
and if there's no search committee for an interim, then that's...
An interim ED. Okay,
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
An interim ED. Okay, that's number one. And suggest that each LSB review this for their consideration as well as...
Can we simplify it and just say, and we urge, and we further move that the motion be forwarded to each LSB for their approval. Let them vote on it.
Addie here, can I ask a question? I don't know if it's an order, but can we give a deadline?
For what?
For each LSB to respond?
No.
No?
Each LSB has to set its own agendas. All we could do is make sure that the chair of each one gets it.
Is there any kind of deadline for making any of these decisions for the ED, et cetera?
I don't think they're that far along, Addie. I think
they're
only at the point of deciding. They have a transition theme, and I don't think they're much further along than that, is my understanding.
Okay.
And what I need to get back to you, just again on this, thanks, Addie, this, the move that each LSB review, and we want to urge them to consider adopting this. I mean, review that one more time, that last
And that each LSB approve this motion.
I got a thought.
Review and approve this motion.
Who's that?
I got a thought.
Who's that?
I apologize. This is Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
Each LSB approved this motion with the hopes that their respective PNB members will provide support.
No, because I think the assumption is if an LSB approves it, that...
We need nothing to any assumption at KPFC.
We can't. We're treading...
Because otherwise people will just ignore it.
We can't do anything about it. We're treading on pretty tricky ground.
Yeah.
I think we need to approve this or vote it down and move the agenda.
Okay.
Can we take a vote?
Let's call for the vote.
So are we removing that last part of it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I want to hear the motion before we vote then.
Okay.
Okay. The motion, as I understand it, I've gotten it, is that the motion that the Archives Committee strongly recommends that the Archive Director be given a seat both on the ED and the regular ED and the interim ED.
For the ED.
For both committees.
Yeah, but it's search committees. You've got search committees.
Could somebody please send me an email of this?
Yeah, Lamont, you're changing the language a little bit.
I don't want to change the language.
No.
I'm asking you to dictate it.
Lamont, you left off the search committees. So search committees for both the ED and the interim ED.
Well, yeah, it's here in my notes. I just...
Yeah,
okay. Let me give you... The Archives Committee strongly recommends that the Archive Director be given a seat on the search committees...
Mm-hmm.
On the regular ED, both for the regular ED and the interim ED.
Good.
Both for regular and interim ED. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the final piece, the amendment, is that, what do I have here? Okay, that each LSB review and approve this motion.
And that the motion be forwarded, we're moving, that the motion be forwarded to each LSB for its consideration.
Okay.
And recommend.
To each LSB. We want its recommendation. The motion be forwarded to each LSB for its review and approval, or what's the wording you want on this? Hello?
Yeah.
That the motion be forwarded to each LSB for its review and approval.
Yeah, good. Okay, can we take a vote? The 5-minute item has now taken 25 minutes.
Is there an objection?
Can we take a vote?
Yes.
Okay, since we don't have roll call, let's just go around by station. KPFA, Bonnie?
Yes, Peter? That's fine.
Arden?
Yes.
Zapita?
Yes.
WBAI, Carolyn?
Yes.
No one's here from them.
Ouch.
KPFT, Melinda?
Yes.
KPFK, Lamont?
Yes.
And Sherna, yes. Okay. Can we show that it's unanimous?
Yes.
Okay, Brian, can you cut down? I'm very concerned about not having enough time for the PNB discussion. Can you try and make the budget one pretty short?
Yes.
Hey, can I make one quick request before we go to the next business? Can you send us a copy by email so I can present it that way at the at my board?
Okay, when we conclude, let me get your email address and all that, okay?
I appreciate that.
I'll have to get that from you, sure.
Actually, can I give a suggestion, Lamont?
Yeah,
you can send it to me, and I forward to the whole committee.
Okay.
Okay. Great idea.
Give me a name behind the knee.
Okay, yeah. This is Sepide, that's the one who sends you all the emails. Sepide Hostroja from KPFA.
KPFK.
KPFA.
KPFA, I'm missing
yeah,
it, okay. And it's, but I still need your address.
Okay, let's
so
do this.
Let me get that
okay,
at the
yeah.
Okay, we can get that.
I have your address. I send
okay,
you a reminder.
Okay, good,
okay.
Thank you.
The next item is, can we cut it down to, I'm concerned about doing the PNB item before Sepita leaves. Can we reverse the order of these two items?
Sure. Fine with me.
Yeah.
Fine with me, too, sure.
Okay. So maybe we can get through the PNB item.
Ouch.
We have 20 minutes down, and there are two parts to it.
Okay.
One is the issue of the status of the committee, and the other is Addie wants to talk about their reports. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Can we split it into two 10-minute segments for now? Does that work?
Sure.
Sure, fine with
sure.
me. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start with the issue of the committee status? That may not take quite as long.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the last thing, it was at the coordinating committee or governance committee? Was your motion to them, to the PNB, about
it
going
governance.
From a task force to a committee?
It was governance committee.
Right. Did we hear back from the governance
no.
committee? I think LaVon reported last time about it, that it had been presented, right?
Right, it was presented, but it hasn't been voted on yet.
Now,
that's why I say we are still a task force.
Okay, well, it seems like the problem is, well, they never took a vote to not...
Yeah, no, they didn't.
So I still reject the notion that we became a task force.
no, I know, we all do.
Right, but we have to keep maintaining that stand.
Right.
The critical issue is to be a committee, and this is where we need every signal area. To be a PNB committee, there has to be a PNB station rep on each committee.
A director, you mean?
Pardon?
Plus two LSBs from each
mm-hmm.
station.
Right. Right. So, this means that we each have to do work to assure that we have one of our four PNB reps committed to be on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is no argument. I mean, then there's no logic to their having changed this. And the question is, can we commit to do that? Can we go kind of signal area by signal area and assess the situation and how, and if we can achieve this? Can we start with, obviously we have a problem with WPFW because we can't even get anyone on a call. Is anyone in contact with any of the PNB members from WPFW?
Teresa is, and we have to check back with Teresa. She was the one who said that she's going to make sure somebody would attend from WPFW.
Okay, so maybe we can ask Teresa once again to try her best to get a PNB member from WPFW committed to serving on the committee.
Okay.
Let's go counterclockwise. WBAI, Carolyn, can you get anyone from WBAI, one of your four PNB reps?
Well, that's going to be a little difficult. It's not a high priority. Everyone is somewhat either overworked or not doing any committee work at all, and we do have that problem at the AI. The most active member, I guess, is Patty Heffley, and she's on several committees. So I will bring it up. We have a meeting Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I'll try to get it on the agenda and bring it up and see what we can do.
Okay. KPFK, what's your situation? Can you get... Well, Fadi and Laverne are both committed, so we should certainly be able to get one. Right?
Hello?
I hope so,
I'm
yes.
Lisa Pita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was on mute. You talked to KPFA?
Yeah.
We have two members committed.
Okay.
We have Laverne and Fadi.
Okay.
Our problem is that we have extra people. We have three LSP, we have two PNB.
Right. Okay, but that can get dealt with. The main thing is that we have an absolute guarantee.
Yeah, we have absolute guarantee that you have enough representation
okay.
in this committee.
KPFK, I have asked Donna Warren. She kind of agreed reluctantly, but maybe Lamont and I can both talk to her again. The problem is that Adelson is on 1 zillion committees and is totally overextended, and Julie Chavez-Rodriguez is vice chair and is overextended. So it leaves only Maria or Donna. So Lamont and I will take, we'll work on it. Hey, Texas,
okay.
Melinda, can you get a commitment from one of your PNB members?
I'll certainly try. We've got a meeting on Wednesday, and I'll see what I can do.
Because it seems to me that we really, if we're going to be able to really win on this,
yeah.
that we have to, by the time the PNB meeting,
oh,
have
I believe
firm
you.
Commitments from every station that we've got one PNB delegate from that signal area committed.
I wish I could say something, but the problem is that we're kind of stretched pretty thin, but at the same time, like I said, I believe in it. So I will definitely put that on there as well as present that the idea that you guys have given us. So, I mean, I'm behind it.
And we're fun.
Of course
not
we are.
Not painful.
Oh, we're great. And no fighting either.
Right.
It seems to me that we have to be in email communication on this
okay.
so that we have it together by the time of the PMB meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the LSB members on the committees, I mean, in our case, Lamont and I were both voted on, and KPFK, you just have too many. WBAI, is there anyone beside you who's even on, Carolyn? Because technically it's one PMB member and two non-PMB LSB members for the committees, right? Carolyn, are you there? Did we lose Carolyn?
Guess so.
No, I'm sorry, I was muted. Could you repeat your question?
Are you the only LSB member from WBAI on the committee?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Okay, so it's both one PMB member and another LSB member.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have any historians on your... Do you have any historians on your LSB?
Sorry?
Prevail upon them how important it is.
Yes. Well, I just don't know who would be interested, to be honest. We haven't talked about it at all, but I'll talk it up.
Okay. So can we be in email contact on this and
yes,
if we can't get this organized in time for the PMB meeting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Peter, when do you leave the country?
I leave on June 11th. We'll be back July 12th.
Okay. So how about by June 11th? Lamont and I can once again talk to Donna Warren, who previously committed to us.
Mm-hmm.
But if everyone can report back to Sapita before she leaves. And then
June 11th, I'm flying, so it means I have to have some answer back by June 9th.
Okay, then I think that maybe we can maybe ask Laverne.
No, I'm saying that if you want to send me any back, I'm anything back, let's target it for like the meet, like June 8th.
Well, we have to make sure all the LSBs that they can do this.
Right.
But we may not.
Actually, you know what, Bonnie?
Yes?
Can you do this for KPFA?
Can I do what?
It's not for KPFA. It's for the
Yeah, right. Oh, that's
it's for the committee.
The whole thing. Okay, let's be clear again. Why we what are we doing? One more time.
Everyone is going to their signal area, and trying their best to get one of the PMB delegates from their signal area to agree to serve on the committee.
Oh, so they might need an election, so they need an LSP meeting.
Right, exactly.
So if I'm not here, they can send it to you, Sharna. How about that?
Okay.
Okay? Right. They can send it to both of us.
Okay, and send it to the entire... Everyone should send it to the entire committee. If we
right.
can have... When are the respective LS... When's your next meeting at WBAI, Carolyn?
Ours is Wednesday night.
This Wednesday?
Right, yeah. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay, uh-huh. Melinda, yours is also very soon?
Let the shouting begin, yes.
Okay.
Melinda, what station is that and what night is that?
KPFT.
KPFT.
Yes.
Okay, so it should, by the first, we should have this. We have a commitment from KPFA, and we already had, we just need a follow-up from KPFK, and then we can ask Teresa to do something with PFW. So
this is Carolyn. We have a meeting Wednesday, and I can certainly bring it up, but I have a distinct feeling that we will not get to an election on Wednesday.
Well, it seems to me if someone volunteers of your PNB,
enough.
I mean, the most critical thing, I believe, is your PNB delegate.
That's right, and I'm saying I'll try Wednesday, and I'm making
right,
a commitment, but we will not have had
but
an election.
What I'm suggesting is if one of them agrees and no one contests it, then, you know, is
exactly.
Then,
but all right, you'll have an informal agreement, then that's fine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes sense.
This
okay,
is Connie. Can I get on stat?
Can we move on?
I actually had a question. This is Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
As far as KPFA goes, we have a wealth of people.
All right, you have to choose. You have
we
to have another election.
Three LSB people and two PNB people. So I'm assuming that we actually have to redo that election.
Yeah.
I think it is on the agenda, but... we are in a similar situation, just so that you know. I am not at all sure that we will get to it at the next LSB meeting.
But, Bonnie, I think we could say that there's a commitment of, because since you've got two, there's not a problem in getting one from KPFA, and that I think at this point we may not have to have the, even we don't have the names, if we can say that each station has a commitment of one person.
That's fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we move on? So everyone will report back after their PMB meeting, after their LSB meetings. All right, Addie, you wanted to talk about the report.
Well, did you see it?
No.
No. Okay.
I saw it.
Yay! Okay, so this is what I had to say, assuming that Brian would report what he was going to say, okay, which is that... you know, in terms of the last, since we last talked, we've done really a lot of stuff. You know, have you guys seen the whole thing about the Save Our Tapes stuff? Anyway, we've sent our first batch of preservation tapes, was already returned to Pacifica, and a lot of that stuff's already been on the air on different stations and been used by producers, and we have typed transcripts of several of the programs which are available on the web, and we're going to be working on doing a complete inventory, which is something that all of our advisors have told us we've had to do, and which is really difficult and traumatic. But we've organized it all, and we're going to start doing it next month. The second batch of preservation tapes was delivered to Safe Sound Archives, you know, by Brian and the guys from PRA, and those are going to be coming back soon. And as soon as the Vietnam-era tapes come back, we're going to be working on them to make them available via the World Wide Web, from the University of California, Berkeley Libraries website. That's going to be happening really soon.
Great.
We're working on the online in-house catalogs. That's a lot of work. We're working on all kinds of incredibly boring things that have to do with metadata and stuff. We're really making progress. Then next month also, Eric Bowersfeld and Susan Stone are going to come, and me. We're going to all go to the Pacific Radio Archives, and we're going to work on selection and curation of tapes that have to do with the drama and literature stuff that will end up in our second phase of the Preservation Access Project. We're planning to apply to the Recording Academy for a third Preservation Access grant in the fall, and I guess it's kind of all.
It's right? Terrific.
Yeah, I mean, things are going really well. We're making, like, serious progress. It's really exciting.
I have to sign off at this point. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, any questions for Addie on the report?
Yes.
You're sending us a written version of this?
Yeah, I sent you some notes.
Oh, okay.
So you should get them, yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Does everyone, we skipped the SOS tour report. Is everyone familiar with that? Do you want to spend just a few minutes explaining what that is, Brian and Addie?
Sure. That ties into what Addie was saying anyway, but go ahead,
yeah.
Lamont.
I just said, first was there were two items on the P&B. One was the report, which we did, and then the status of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this the third item?
It's related to what, it was a different agenda item, but it comes out of what, of Addie's report.
Oh, okay.
And I can relate it to the P&B report.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot has to do with how do we present the archives issues to the P&B at the board meeting when there's so much else going on.
Mm.
Politically and, you know, in actions, too. The archives always sort of gets lost and certainly, like, moved around in agenda even at the P&B.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to Addie and myself on being very clear about what we want to tell the P&B and what we really want to get out of the P&B and what they can really do to help us. You know, this time, you know, the big crisis is
yeah.
the budget for 06. And reporting in spite of, you know, a budget that's fluctuating from year to year. This includes the past 3 years of it going up with loads of Democracy Now! Sales to no Democracy Now! Sales with us, you know, working hard to, you know, market and, promote ourselves, you know, almost independently, of a, you know, really set budget. So, you know, how we want to present it, of course, is, from the SOS tour, you know, really showed a lot to us what we have to serve to the rest of the nation, really, both in education, as an educational resource, as, a content for public radio documentaries and news services. So we really saw a lot of feedback and, you know, met Carolyn, at the Community College of Philadelphia, and, you know, those meetings in Howard University meant a lot to us in how a non-radio person reacts to the history of this, of Pacifica and the collection that we're trying to preserve. So we know that we have a lot of support out there, and it's just a matter of building those bridges. So the SOS tour, we made a 12-minute documentary film that we showed at NFCB that covered our four objectives. And it is online. If you go into the SOS tour blog, somewhere in there it says a video. I've yet to figure out how to play it, but
is it the archive site, Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
So that sort of showed us on the road, whether it was camping or visiting universities or going to the NFCB or visiting other Pacifica affiliate stations. We visited, I think, 10 affiliate stations. And we're on the air in Boulder for a couple days and raised funds for them using archive premiums and broke records. We were in Paonia, Colorado. We were in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We were in
Madison, Wisconsin, and all of these stations, the affiliate stations, were really hungry for content of historical value and relevance to, you know, the community radio station that the programming is now doing. So it was really exciting to see affiliate stations more excited than our own stations about how to utilize our material.
Mm-hmm.
So with the PNB, you know, we are asking, you know, that our budget be supported, and, you know, we are short like $36,000 as we've proposed it. So, you know, our job is to try to figure out together whether it's management, PNBs who are interested, or you guys or LSBs, to try to figure out how we can come up, you know, perhaps with another $50,000 for the archive.
Right. Is this, when you say you have a shortfall of $26,000, is this from the 05 budget or from the 06?
06.
Okay.
We are sure, you know, we're doing okay with this budget as we've projected it.
Mm-hmm.
We should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing
but the thing is, we could do so much more.
Exactly.
It's so frustrating.
Right. The thing that we need to realize is that the staff time and labor and creativity and, you know, project after project of fundraising and tours and special events like UCLA Book Fair, the parking lot sale, all those, you know, are gathered together to just make enough money to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Plus getting, you know, scrambling for grants and other things that are dedicated funds. What we really need is operational funds that, you know, the foundation from National Office wants, you know, their obligation reduced to fund other things that National Office is interested in. And we have to understand that this fits in with, you know, the stations aren't going to be making enough, aren't projected to make as much money this year in 06 as they did last year in their fund drives. So National Office isn't, you know, a rich cow that we can just milk from. So, you know, this is really being posed to the PNB, and this is sort of what I want to present, is that we are on the cusp of, you know, making a great leap
mm-hmm.
with the archives and achieving a lot of stuff. We just sort of have to think outside the box of radio, and we've seen that. We just need an extra push. We need an investment. We need confidence from everybody, and we need people to work and go get money.
Brian, can I, this is Sharna, can I ask one question and, just, for clarification? I thought that Democracy Now! Was now archiving again at Pacifica Radio Archives and orders were being sent there again. Is that not
No, we had an 800 number service where the sales just sort of disappeared. And a few months ago, maybe 3 months ago, we met with Democracy Now! To try to figure out what happened. And it turned out, you know, being the contract gave them equal distribution rights, they're distributing it on Internet Archive website for free downloads.
Uh-huh.
So the most of the sales just sort of disappeared because their Democracy Now!'s independent objective, which can't really be argued in terms of what their objectives are, is to have their materials as accessible as, you know, all that they do in distribution to TV now and, you know, NPR radio stations, getting new affiliates, and so, of course, they go onto the Internet.
Well, when they promote the shows, saying, you know, that you can get copies of the show, they are providing those free of charge or for free download?
You can download it for free on the Internet, and that's sort of how their website is set up to drive traffic to that. So, you know, you can't really argue that there's, you know, there is a contract that allows them to do what they want, and they've chosen to do that, and that sort of made the sales disappear. So it's not something that we can project, and certainly not something that we want to spend expenses on an 800 number service when we spend more than what we make. So we just have to say goodbye to Democracy Now! Sales and figure out something else.
Let me. Is anyone else want to be in the stack here? Okay, this is Sharna. There's been a lot of talk about the renegotiating and how they're going to renegotiate the Democracy Now! Contract. And it seems to me this has to be put into that discussion as well.
Right. Well, you know, I can't speak for the foundation or Democracy Now!, but, you know, the archive, you know, our interest really isn't in owning and selling Democracy Now! if they've already crossed that point of making it accessible the way that they've made it accessible, to sort of be the unit that says, you know, stop the presses and go back to paying $15 for your CD, I don't think that's really what we want to represent. So I kind of want to just sort of move on. You know, we do have the issue of, as we're continuing to archive it on Reel-to-Reel Masters, how is that going to be paid for, either by Democracy Now!, who has their own archivist and their own archives, or the foundation, and you know what their interest is. So, you know, I think we're okay with how, you know, we're working with Democracy Now! Collaboratively, but it really isn't about, you know, tape sales anymore.
Well, I understand that, and I wouldn't suggest that go back to that. However, educational institutions are not going to do a download. They're going to want to order something. And so I think there, you know, there are different access methods, let me say, it seems to me. But this is a longer discussion.
Right. Well, you know, an independent contract with Democracy Now! Is something that the archives and Democracy Now! Has talked about, and at least putting our interests on, you know, on the table and deciding what's beneficial to both of us. You know, and Amy has agreed to help us do, you know, some special fundraisers, maybe this summer or fall, depending upon where she is with her schedule. So, you know, right now we're happy with how we're collaborating with them. We just have to look at other avenues of revenue generating things other than the tape sales. But yes, we are going to sit at a table with a, you know, an issues.
Okay. Anyone else have any discussion or questions for Brian on this?
Well, this is Addie, and Brian, of course, knows this. But the thing is that archiving Democracy Now! To the extent that the archives is doing it is actually costs us a lot of our resources. So I think we really have to look at what that's worth to us.
Or what it's worth to them to have you archive it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So we want you guys to think on that one.
Yeah, well, can we maybe put it on the agenda for our next meeting? I mean, I think it's a very important issue, and if there are issues, you know, other issues with regard to the Democracy Now! Contract, you know, we may want to...
That's brand new, yeah.
So maybe we could just put it on the agenda for the next meeting, and people could really be thinking about it.
Just so long as we're all a part of understanding that we want that program to be as widely distributed as possible. That's not, you know, limiting it is not anything on our agenda.
Right.